This duality of their general psyche is produced because, on the one hand, various what are called individual initiatives issue from that localization in their presence, which is always predominant during their waking existence, and is nothing but the result of accidentally perceived impressions coming from their abnormal environment, which taken as a whole make up their so-called consciousness. And on the other hand, various other individual initiatives simultaneously issue from that normal localization existing in the presence of every kind of being, which they call the subconscious. And because these individual initiatives issue from two different localizations, each of your favorites in his daily waking existence is, as it were, divided into two independent personalities. Here it must be remarked that this duality was also the reason why their presence gradually lost that impulse indispensable to three-brain beings called sincerity. Later, the practice even took root among them of intentionally suppressing this being impulse called sincerity. And now, from the day of their arising, or as they say, from the day of their birth, these three-brain beings are accustomed by their producers, or as they say, their parents, to an entirely contrary impulse named deceit. To teach and influence their children how to be insincere with others and deceitful in everything has become so ingrained in the beings of the planet Earth of the present time that they even consider this their duty toward their children, and they describe this conduct by the famous word education. They educate their children never to be able and never to dare to do as the conscience present in them instinctively directs, but only to do what is prescribed in the manuals of bon ton, usually compiled by various candidate hasnamuses. And of course, by the time these children grow up and become responsible beings, they already manifest themselves and act automatically just as they were taught during their formation, just as was suggested to them, and just as they were wound up, in short, just as they were educated. Thanks to all this, the conscience that might be in the consciousness of the beings of that planet is, from their earliest infancy, gradually driven back within, so that by the time they are grown up, this conscience is found only in what they call their subconscious. And the functioning of the aforementioned data for engendering in their presence this divine impulse of conscience gradually ceased long ago to participate in that consciousness under the direction of which their waking existence flows. That is why, my boy, the crystallization in their common presence of the divine manifestation issuing from above, forming the data for the arising of this sacred being impulse, takes place only in their subconscious, which has ceased to participate in the process of their ordinary daily existence, so that these data have escaped the degeneration undergone by all the other sacred being impulses that they also ought to have in their presence, namely the impulses of faith, hope, and love. Furthermore, if for some reason or other the action of the divine data crystallized in their presence for this being impulse begins to manifest itself in certain of them from their subconscious and strives to participate in the functioning of their abnormally formed ordinary consciousness, then no sooner are they aware of this than they at once take all sorts of measures to avoid it, because in the conditions now prevailing there, it has become impossible for anyone to exist with the functioning in his presence of this divine impulse of genuine objective conscience. Ever since egoism became firmly implanted in the presences of your favorites, This unique being property became, in its turn, the main contributing factor for the gradual crystallization in their general psyche of the data for the arising of several other exceptionally peculiar being impulses now existing there under the names of cunning, envy, hate, hypocrisy, contempt, haughtiness, servility, slyness, ambition, duplicity, and so on and so forth. These exceptionally peculiar properties of their psyche, which I have just named, utterly unbecoming to three-brain beings, were already fully crystallized in the presence of most of your favorites, and had become the inevitable attributes of the psyche of every one of them, long before the period of the very saintly Ashiara Shiamash. But when the new forms of existence, intentionally created by Ashiara Shiamash himself, began to be fixed and to flow automatically in the process of their being existence, these strange psychic properties entirely disappeared from the presence of most of the three-brain beings there. Later, however, when they themselves destroyed all the results of the very saintly labors of this essence-loving Ashiara Shiamash, these same maleficent psychic properties gradually arose again in all of them, and in the contemporary three-brain beings there, they are the foundation of the whole of their essence. And so, my boy, when the data arose in the common presence of your favorites for engendering this peculiar being impulse of egoism, this unique property, evolving gradually and giving rise to factors for other, also peculiar, but secondary being impulses, took the place of a unique, all-autocratic ruler in their general organization. And then, not only every manifestation of that divine being impulse of conscience, but even the faintest stirring of that impulse became a hindrance to the action of this all-autocratic ruler. And later, when your favorites felt obliged, consciously or unconsciously, always and in everything, to prevent the sacred impulse from taking part in the functioning of that consciousness, under the control of which it had become proper for them to pass their waking existence, the action of those divine data was gradually, as it were, diverted from the functioning of their ordinary consciousness and participated only in the functioning of their subconscious. And it was only after my detailed research and investigations had made all this clear to me that I understood why there arose and still exists that division of themselves into various classes or castes, which has such maleficent consequences for them. Later detailed investigations also showed me very definitely and clearly that in that consciousness which they call the subconscious, even in the beings of the present time, the data for the acquisition in their presence of this fundamental divine impulse of conscience do indeed continue to be crystallized and hence to be present during the whole of their existence. The fact that these data for the divine being impulse are still crystallized and that their manifestations continue to participate in the process of their being existence was further confirmed, apart from the aforesaid investigations, by the difficulty I frequently had on account of it during my observations of them from the planet Mars. The point is that although I could freely observe the existence proceeding on the surface of the other planets of that solar system through my Tescuano on the planet Mars without any difficulty whatever, my observation of the process of existence of your favorites was at times a real misery, owing to the special coloration of the atmosphere of the planet Earth. And this special coloration occurred, as I later ascertained, because from time to time there appear, in the presence of this atmosphere, large quantities of those crystallizations which are frequently radiated from the presences of those favorites of yours, when they are moved by the particular inner impulse which they call remorse of conscience. And this is because when they happen to receive and experience some kind of moral shock, the associations proceeding in them from impressions previously perceived, associations that consist mainly, as I have already told you, of various kinds of rubbish, almost always become changed, calmed, and even for a time entirely cease. In consequence, there automatically takes place in the common presence of these three brain beings there a combination of functioning that frees the data present in their subconscious for the manifestation of the divine impulse of objective conscience and temporarily allows it to participate in the functioning of their ordinary consciousness, with the result that this remorse of conscience begins to proceed in them. And the remorse of conscience thus produced in your favorites gives rise to those particular crystallizations I have mentioned, which issue from them mixed with other radiations. And it is the totality of these radiations that gives the atmosphere of your planet that special coloration which hinders the being function of sight from penetrating freely through it. Here it is necessary to say that these favorites of yours, particularly the contemporary ones, have become experts in preventing this inner impulse of theirs called remorse of conscience from lingering long in their common presence. No sooner do they begin to sense a twinge or even the slightest prick of the arising of the functioning in them of this being impulse, then they immediately squash it, whereupon this impulse, not yet quite formed in them, promptly subsides. For squashing the first stirring of any remorse of conscience in themselves, they have even invented some very effective special means, which now exist there under the names of alcoholism, cocainism, morphinism, nicotinism, onanism, monkism, Athenianism, and others with names also ending in ism.